This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Wednesday, March 30th, 2016. President Robert Mugabe says people questioning his stay in power should blame Zimbabweans for electing him into office almost 36 years ago. What do Zimbabweans say about this issue? Tobacco sales start in Harare, with some farmers complaining about the new ways of paying for their produce. We will give you an update on an indigenization clinic conducted today by Minister Patrick Joao in Harare ahead of the April 1st deadline for companies to comply with regulations to transfer majority stakes to indigenous people. Some 2015 Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders alumni from Zimbabwe attend a Silicon Valley conference focusing on the latest trends in technology. Workers of the National Railways of Zimbabwe continue with an industrial action demanding the payment of their 2015 salaries. And as usual in our diaspora forum, we will feature a Zimbabwean living outside the country. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on the 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp and Twitter. Tonight on Live Talk, our hosts Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners and experts about President Robert Mugabe's remarks that he is not to blame for ruling for almost 36 years. He says Zimbabweans have been voting for him and now want him to contest in the 2018 presidential election. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.